The Bedwetter's Travel Guide. Wetting the Bed Around the World. Forrest Grant. A mostly fictional account of wetting beds, cots and nappies while traveling the world. First published 2020. Title: The Bedwetter's Travel Guide. Author: Forrest Grant. Editor: Michael Bent. Publisher: AB Discovery. Copyright 2020. www.abdiscovery.com.au. Other books from Forrest Grant: The Joy of Bedwetting, Overlapping Stains, The Babies and Bedwetters of Baker Street, The Society of Sissy Babies, The Bedwetter's Travel Guide, The Joy of Nappies, Growing Up a Bedwetter, Three Sissy Babies, From Andrew to Angela, The Institute for Enuresis Treatment, The Sissy Babies Travel Guide, Growing Up a Bedwetter. Contents: The Bedwetter's Travel Guide, Agatha's Wet Bed and Breakfast, Caroline's Single Bed, A Down Under Bedwetting Experience, Steve and Meredith, How to Wet the Bed in a Hotel, The Middle of Nowhere, An American Wet Bed, Dahlia. The Bedwetter's Travel Guide. I awoke that fateful morning as I did every morning. I was wet. My bed was wet, and my nightie and panties were equally wet. The morning promised sunshine and warmth, and as I stepped out of the bed that was soaked, I saw the tide lines of many previous wet nights. It made me smile. I saw beauty in wet sheets and always have. As I stretched out and walked to the front room to see the beauty of the gardens opposite my house, I spotted something unusual and unexpected by my front door, just underneath the mail slot. It was a brochure. The days of personal mail were long gone, and the only deliveries through that slot were bills, more bills, and the occasional speeding fine. I had a no junk mail sign out front, so even that source of printed rubbish was almost non-existent. But as I picked up the glossy 12x8-inch brochure, I saw that it was not mere junk mail, thrown randomly in the hope that it might attract interest in 1% of its readers. This brochure was targeted at me, directly at my specific interests. It was expensively produced, and as I held it in my hands, I felt as though my life was suddenly exposed, and yet I was not concerned. The fact that I was a bedwetter was an open secret. I took the 48-page brochure into the kitchen and sat down, still very wet from my sleep. I looked at the front page for a minute without opening it, and simply marveled. It was entitled The Bedwetter's Travel Guide, Wetting the Bed Around the World. The front page had a photo of an English country house with lovely gardens, and up front was a clothesline full of bedsheets. What was most noticeable was that one of the sheets had pea stains overlapping each other, a bedwetter's sheet. My hands were shaking as I carefully turned the page. It had this simple message in large print: Being a bedwetter can make travel difficult for obvious reasons. This guide is a listing of all the places you, a bedwetter, can go to and stay with zero problems. This guide lists not only bedwetter tolerant but also bedwetter positive destinations. And in some locations, you will also find bedwetter-only locales where everyone you meet will be like you, a bedwetter. Enjoy.